Aloha, everyone. My name is Josh Blass. I'm humbled and honored to be sharing words of Torah with you this evening. And the very fact that Be'ez Sara, that in a time of challenge, in a time of tsar, that Klal Yisrael turns to Torah, Klal Yisrael turns to Tehillim, Klal Yisrael turns to opportunities of unity through learning is something that is so uplifting, certainly to people who have to give shirim, but there are many communities where Be'ez Sara, people say, okay, let me just, I'll go run off, I'll drink too much, I'll do all sorts of other things, I'll escape from the world. Klal Yisrael, some people just turn towards that which is meaningful, turn towards tefillah, turn towards Torah. Again, it's something that I never cease to find incredibly inspiring. I want to share with you in the few minutes that I have an idea that I was reflecting on over the course of the last couple days. Of course, we know that today is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the catchword, so to speak, of Rosh Chodesh Nisan and the holiday of Pesach is that of Chayrus, is that of freedom. And the Mefarshim point out, the Baal Machshava point out, that there's a very big difference between the word Chayrus, freedom, and the word chofesh, which means being on vacation, which means, you know, we all know what chofesh is. Chofesh is sitting on a beach somewhere. Chayrus is chayrus leh, the way the Rishonim say. It's a chayrus towards something. It's a freedom that's not just a vacation, but it's a depth of a spiritual freedom. It's like a cosmic, a profound cosmic freedom. And this is something that, again, that all the Balei Machshava speak about the real essence of Chayrus. Rav Kook comments so beautifully that when the Gemara says in Brachos, Daf Yud Zayin Bet Aleph, that which is Miakev, that which just prevents us from serving Kadosh Baruch Hu, is the Seor Shebe'isa, the yeast in the dough. Rav Kook said that idea that the Seor Shebe'isa is Miakev, it stops us from serving Kadosh Baruch Hu, is that all the things that are external to us, in the way that yeast in the dough is something that externally makes the dough rise, everything that is external to who we truly are individually as people, what other people are going to say, some sense of ourself that's not ground in the truth of our own lives, all of those external pieces, the Seor Shebe'isa, psychologically and emotionally, that stops us from Chayrus. Again, Chayrus not in a physical level, but Chayrus on a deeply psychological, cosmic, emotional level. And this idea, this necessity of experiencing Chayrus, is something that was true in the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that the Jews removed themselves from the feeling of Avodas Parech, of being slaves. And of course, it's just as much true today. The Rambam says so famously, his language in Hilchos Chametz Matzah is that Kehilu Hu Yotza Ba'atzmo, that he himself has left Mitzrayim, that every person feels a certain sense of personal Chayrus. So how do we apply that concept of Chayrus in our own life, that we ourselves feel that we've acquired Chayrus? What are the avenues to experience that freedom? And there are many, many avenues. I only have about 20, 25 minutes to speak. I want to share an avenue that I was reflecting on again this past week. I hope it's an idea that you find meaningful or it speaks to you. And certainly something that people want to speak about in a more personal way. Certainly should feel free to reach out to me. It's a very famous idea of the necessity of Simchas Yontif, of celebrating joy on the holiday, b'samachta b'chagecha, a person has to have joy on the chag. And there's a very famous machlokas, really what seems to be almost different opinions in the Bavli, different opinions in the Yishalmi, and certainly different opinions in the Rishonim, about whether or not this mitzvah of simchas achag still applies in full force nowadays. Why would it not apply, bismanenu? Why would Simchas HaChag be something that is not as relevant today? So the Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Ches Med Aleph, clearly connects Simchas HaChag with the necessity of bringing karbanos, specifically the shlamim, achilas habasar, eating the meat of the karban shlamim. Therefore, it will be implied from that gemara that if we don't want those anymore, we're not eating the basar shlamim, then there's no mitzvah of simcha. Simcha specifically was through the achilas basar hakarbanos. And in fact, in a very famous comment, Tosos Moikata and Daf Yudal Rebeis says exactly that, that there is no mitzvah d'oraisa of simcha bizmanenu nowadays, because we no longer have the karbanos, we no longer have the shlamim to eat. That is the shita of Tosfos, the shita of a couple other Rishonim, all playing off of that Gemara in Chagiga. Now, with that being said, the Gemara of the Yerushalmi and the Gemara of Bizmanenu, the Gemara in Babylon seems to be explicit. And the Gemara says, how does a person experience simcha in our days? So the Gemara says, through Shtiyas Yayin. The Rambam brings it down as Achilas Basar and Shtiyas Yayin. It doesn't mean the Yayin of Karbanos, of the Nesachim. It doesn't mean only of the Basar of Karbanos. But any drinking of wine, any eating of Basar, a person would still fulfill this mitzvah. And that's the Shita of many others as well. It's the Shita of the Ran in Masech HaSukkah, the Shita of the Ridva in Masech HaSukkah. The Ridva says, wait, how about the Gemara in Chagiga that speaks about Achilas Karbanos? So the language of the Ridva is that that's only when it's possible. Avalola Akev. That doesn't prevent other forms of simcha. A person can feel simcha in all sorts of ways. And in fact, the Rambam, as we mentioned, Paskind, in Perek Vav, in Hilchos Yontiv, Halach Yudzayin, Yuches Yutes, that, of course, is all due for a man, basar v'yayin. That's what the Rambam says. For a woman, buying a woman clothing. For children, egozim, nuts. And back in the time of the Rambam, if a kid got a nut, it was a big deal. And that was a way of being mekayim in the mitzvah d'oraisa simchas yontiv. The Rambam, again, says explicitly, there are all sorts of ways of physically, experientially fulfilling this mitzvah of simchas yontiv. It's a very beautiful comment in the Sefer Chinuch, Mitzvah Tuf Peches, the Sefer Chinuch, as he almost the Rambam, namely that there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yontiv, even Bizmanenu. And the Sefer Chinuch says, again, Sefer Chinuch often brings a very psychologically astute perspective to a mitzvah. He says, why do we have this mitzvah of Simchas Yontiv? So the Sefer HaChinuch said, because man's nature is that they need to experience external joy, acts of joy. That is the way the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man. And in the same way, the Chinuch says that a man has to eat, in the same way that a man has to sleep, a man has to experience externally, physically, viscerally, a person has to experience joy. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created times of the year to man's need for external joy and for celebration. And the Chinuch said, what a gift this is. Because if we didn't have this in the Chagim, if we didn't have on the Chag people sitting around and eating a roast and drinking wine and the Simchas Beis HaShoeva and other things that we do on a Yontif, we would need to fulfill those very same needs in ways that are far less Me'uleh, far less, heightened in their sensibilities, far less meaningful. But again, that simcha, says the Chinuch, is the external expression of Sirful Tshuva of the Shagas Aryeh, the great genius of Shagas Aryeh. This is in Tshuva Nun Hei, where he sides with the position of the Rambam and the Chinuch and the Ridva and the Ran, that Gemar Psachim Daf Kuvtes, where he says that don't think for a second that the only expressions of joy are in Achilas Karbanos, but there's many, many different appropriate ways, even Bizmanenu, that a person experiences that simcha. Now, what comes out of all these marmikomos, and this would be true, but especially according to that Shita, the Chinuch, the Rambam, the Ritva, the Ran, the Shagas Aryeh, and many others, is that there is a valid expression of simcha in our actions. That a person can be mekayim the mitzvah, the necessity of simcha, through our own experiences and through what we say and through what we do. Simcha could be an external, as I said before, a visceral, behavioral actions that we do to mechaim the mitzvah. But most explicitly, the Gemara in Erechin on Daf Yud Aleph Mid Aleph, the Gemara says, how do we understand the pasuk in Parshas Kisavo, Tachas Asher Lo Vadata Asher Shlomo Kecha, the Simcha V'Tuv Levav, all of these punishments came to you because you did not serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Simcha? How do we understand that idea of Simcha? Ezehi Avoda Shebesimcha. The Gemara says, how does a person fulfill this mandate of Shira? That this can only come about through Shira. And it's very clear from the Gemara on Erechin that we're speaking about real Shira, real song, real expression of that necessity of that inner Simcha that comes out externally. It comes out behaviorally through the Shira. And there's a lot of discussion, both in Lamdus and Machshava, about this outer expression of Simcha. I would encourage people, if you want to see more on this topic, Rav Tzadok has a number of pieces on this topic. Rav Tzadok has a beautiful piece, for those who are Rav Tzadok fans, in his Sefer, Rissisei Laila, Simen Nun Dalid, that he says specifically Yontiv, that the great Simcha of Yontiv is that we're able to take all the Gashmias, all the physical expressions and all the hishtadlus begashmius that Kadosh Baruch Hu has given us, and to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu with it. That's the ultimate simcha, is the outer expression of taking the physical world in service of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, that idea of simcha shebegashmius, avoda shebegashmius, is something which is found in so many of the Hasidic Sfarim. And on the flip side, we see a totally different dimension as well when it comes to the mitzvah of simcha. It says Nagil of the Nismacha Bach. Of course, the pasuk says in Tehillim that we will rejoice, Bach, in you. And the Gemara says Zahayom as Hashem Nagil of the Nismacha Go. So the Medrash says Amar Rabbi Avin Ein Anu Yodin B'Mal Lismoach. Where is the essence of the Simcha that David HaMelech is speaking about? In Bayom is the Simcha in the day, and presumably we're speaking about the physical activities, the pleasure of that day of salvation, in Kadosh Baruch Hu, is the simcha in rejoicing in our connection with God. So Bashlomo, we're speaking about simcha in God. That the real simcha is the simcha of our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that in no way is external, in no way is sort of the celebration of the day. The real simcha is a simcha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that, again, is not eating, it's not drinking, it's not rejoicing, it's not shira, it's the simcha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I saw an answer this past year to a question, and quite honestly, I had thought of a similar idea a couple years ago, but I was gratified that those ideas actually are thought of by people far, far greater than yourself, sometimes in our creativity or sometimes in our need of saying our own vort or shot, we sometimes go awry, so to speak. So it's nice to see that every once in a while something you say is found in the Sfarim. Question that I had is posed also by the Sfas Emes and by the Chasam Sofer and the Tshuva. Namely, the Gemara says towards the end of Maseches Tanis, the Mishnah brings down Mishenichnas Av Mematin B'Simcha, when the month of Av comes in, so one is Mema'it B'Simcha, one diminishes. The Gemara has a very fascinating line, a very fascinating formulation that many of the Ba'alei Machshava discuss. Namely, Kashem Shemematen B'Simcha Ba'av, just like a person diminishes, reduces their Simcha Nav, so too, Mishenichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha. When Adar comes in, so we extend and we expand, we're Marbin that Simcha. Two, of course, very famous lines from Chazal. Mishenichnas Av Mematin b'simcha, mishenichnas adar, marbin b'simcha. Many people might be aware of the fact that when the Rambam brings down this concept, the Rambam only brings down the line in regards to the month of Av, mishenichnas text of adar. The question is, why not? If the Gemara says kashem, in the same way that we're memayit simcha and Av, that's the way that we're marbin simcha ba'adar, so wouldn't you think that these are equally normative and should be brought down to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch in both places? So I want to tell you an answer that I saw in the Nemukei Or Chaim, which is a sefer written by the great Rebbe of Munkach, the Minchas Elazar. And he says the following. He says, the Riboy B'Simcha, who davar hataloi belev, being marbe B'Simcha is something that is dependent internally. V'lo pir tu chazal kedas ma la'asos l'riboy ha'simcha b'choder zeh. Chazal do not tell us how to be marbe B'Simcha in this month. They don't tell us, put on a costume or do this action or that action. Why is that? Because Simcha, says the Munkacher, is fundamentally belayed, is internal. Vein harambam v'shulchan aruch meivim eladinim v'hilchos bidvarim masiyim udarim. They only bring halachos, the Rambam v'shulchan aruch, on defined external actions. Masha'in kein miut ha-simcha b'chodesh av mefurd b'chazal b'rambam v'shulchan aruch b'matzar chlamayit. As opposed to the month of Av, where it's defined actions, that is subject to the world of the Rambam, that is subject to the world of the Shulchan Aruch. When it comes to Simcha, which fundamentally is something which the Munkacher says is internal, Chazal can't tell us, the Torah can't tell us, have marba b'Simcha, because Simcha is something which exists lifnai b'lifnim, within a person, that's not subject to the world of Halacha. Again, just like that Medrash and Shir Shirim Rabbah, that Nagila and Simcha is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not in actions. So too, that seems to be the same idea that is expressed by the Nemukei Or Chaim when it comes to Purim. That Purim, as external as it is, fundamentally the Simcha is internal Simcha. Rav Soloveitchik, of course, I'm sure most people who are listening, Rav Soloveitchik's famous idea of Lifnei Hashem, the ultimate Simcha is Lifnei Hashem. And that certainly is borne out by the very fact that Simcha in the Torah is the mitzvah of Bikurim, it's the mitzvah of Achilas Maaser Sheni. It's experienced most profoundly on Sukkot, which comes after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And that concept again, and certainly one can imagine that the Rav felt this in his own life, the concept of Lifnei Hashem is something which is very internal. It doesn't necessarily give expression to eating and drinking and singing and Shira, and the Chevra Shav, it's something which very much exists internally. That idea of the internal nature of Simcha is something which may be borne out as well by some of the Rishonim in Tehillim. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chelev. Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chelev. So what does the word Pekudei mean? Pekudim. So one thinks, Pekudim, the commandments, the words of God are Yisharim B'Sam Chelev. The Ben Ezra says, yes, it's the words of God, and the Radak says same shot as well. But listen to this beautiful language of Ben Ezra. Megzeiras Pikadon. The language is that of something which is a Pikadon, which means something that is basically hidden away in one's property, something which is entrusted to a person. Vehema Hanimtsa'os, the Ben Ezra says, those pikadon, the words that are the pikadon, are found, b'koach ha-neshama b'chol adam, are found sort of submerged within the neshama of every person. The Radak on the same pasuk says the pikadon, something we take into our house, we hide it away, says the Radak, shehu inyan hageniza v'hanocha, something which is hidden away. So what is it based on the Ben Ezra and the Radak that are mesam chelev? It's the words of Torah that are not necessarily external, that are not necessarily sung from the rooftops, but that which is nignas, that which is nifkad, that which is ganuz, b'toch neshama shekol echad v'yechad meYisrael. It's the hidden sense of connection to Torah that is mesam chelev, nothing external. And what we see through all these sources is that it's fair to say that there's really two different dimensions of Simcha. There's the idea of Simcha Siyantiv, as we saw according to the Rambam, something which can be expressed or needs to be expressed eternally, externally. The Chinuch says the same as well. We need that external Simcha, the Shagas Aryeh. The fact that the Gemara says that the fullest expression of Simcha B'tuv Leva V'Shira, and at the same time, Simcha also exists really buried within man. internally within man. And of course, while these are two different dimensions, and perhaps are expressed differently in different types of chagim, different types of moments during the year, different types of experiences. Simchas Chasim Akala is very different than the Simcha of Talmud Torah. Every experience perhaps has its own emphasis, its own dimension. I think what's true ideally is a symbiosis between these two. A Jew never believes, even that Rambam, who says that there still is a mitzvah d'oraita, the goal always is that the external forms of joy lead to an incredibly profound internal experience. So it was perhaps what one can say in the Gemara, in the beginning of Brachos, that says that verses of Mismeach Chasim Akala, that they're zoche to the Torah. You're Mismeach Chasim Akala, you're dancing in front of the bride and groom, and you're doing all various forms of rikudim in front of them. It's an external act, but the essence of that really is the internal act of standing in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's an internal act of, that's Zocha L'Torah, Zocha to the acceptance of Torah. And the Ramah brings down in Hilchos Purim that there was a minhag to wear partzufim. It's not clear where this minhag is from. It's not clear who the Ramah is quoting. But there was a custom to wear masks, parts of him. And many of the Bali Chasidus, many of the Bali Machshava, they say, why? What's the idea of wearing a mask? And I thought to say perhaps the following shot, that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says, Baruch Hu's greatness, his Gevura, sort of the external expression of God's might, that's also where you find his greatest anivos. That's where you find Kadosh Baruch Hu's modesty. And so too it is with man, that in the moment of his greatest external expression of joy, Purim with the mitzvah of Seuda and Mishloach Manos, Purim with all of its physical activity of Simcha, person also recognizes that fundamentally they're behind a partsuf, that the depth of the joy of the relation with Kadosh Baruch Hu is a very private affair. The embrace of other people, but it's very much behind a mask that resides, that is gonus, b'soch leiv kol echad v'yechad. It's in the moments of external simcha that we also connect internally to the depth of internal simcha, to the depth of lifnei Hashem. Perhaps a person can say that in a way, that's a cheirus also. In a way, the different dimensions of simcha express a cheirus. Why is that? Because we're not people that feel that we need to live in a state of abnegation of the world. There is a place for basar v'yayin. There is a place for simchas chasim v'kala. The Ramah speaks about the fact that is there even the option of a man wearing like a shaitel or a dress on Purim or to dance from the Chasim Kala? And his answer is yes. A person can do that. A person can live in the outer worlds of Simcha. A person can live and find meaning and the Avodah Gashmios of Simchas Yantiv to enjoy a piece of meat and a good bottle of wine and friendship and Shira. We can exist in those dimensions. We're not afraid of those dimensions. We're not people that feel we have to escape from the world. And there's a chirus in that. There's a chirus to live, as the Sefer Chinuch says, full. But perhaps there's even a greater freedom in the knowledge that even when all of those external manifestations of Simcha are stripped away, even when perhaps there's no basar v'yayin, even as we are familiar with so many of the tshuvos that were posed to Rav Oshri, inshallah b'shuvos mima'akim, whether or not a person can make matzah out of potato skins, how a person can be yotzei dalakosos. Even in those moments, we still experience internal moments of simcha lifnei Hashem. a Jew can still stop and just be in the moment. I'm alive. In certain cases, my hands don't work and my eyes don't work. My legs don't work. My freedom of movement is limited, but I'm alive. And in that moment of aliveness in the sparkling world, they can feel love and they can feel joy within that inner chamber of a person's life. There is enormous chayrus in that. Because wherever a person brings the consciousness of all that is good in the world with them. And they bring that aliveness and they bring the capacity to be Davut Bashem along with them. Now, this is a different type of year of Yontif. So much of the Simchas Yontif we normally experience is in the, if one is so lucky and fortunate, the multiple that are over our homes. For those who go to Eretz Yisrael, being in Eretz Yisrael, for those who go elsewhere, surrounded by thousands of people and programs. For me, just loving being in shul and singing Hallel with a shul and being surrounded by people and davening in shul with my children. And those are all beautiful. In a way, those are all external expressions of Simchas Yontif. And when we can, we embrace that. This year, perhaps, somewhat more sedate, somewhat more low-key, even for those who could afford and create the Simcha Shebetochen, the Simcha that is Gondos B'soch Nishmas Yisrael B'soch Nishama Kol Echad V'Yechad. And Mirshem, this year, we stole the mitzvah Simchas Yontif. Of course, we should fulfill that mitzvah through Basar Yayin. But perhaps even more so to recognize that in that internal place within ourselves, there's always that chayrus. There's always that simcha. Mirshem, we can accomplish that and achieve that.